Normally, when you think of documentaries, you'd picture an informative yet entertaining film. Whoever's making it probably cares a great deal about their subject, too. After all, they're putting in the effort to create a whole film around it. But what's it like when the subjects of a documentary aren't shown in a true light, and maybe even exploited? In the instance of the widely acclaimed documentary, Grey Gardens, the people who were the subjects of the film were shown in an inaccurate light and exploited to make an attention-grabbing movie. My name is Scott, and this is Know It All. Grey Gardens, a film by the Maisels brothers, is about the lives of reclusive, once rich, mother and daughter, both named Edith Beale. While this certainly had potential for being an insightful film, I believe its execution fell short. The Maisels brothers chose to take a direct cinema approach, which Nick Swan describes as letting the subjects interact and speak freely, rather than prompting them. The direct cinema approach should, in theory, document reality as it happens. This wasn't the case in Grey Gardens. The entire film takes place at the Beales' home, and the lack of input from the directors makes the whole film seem like a home movie. This home movie, however, didn't capture reality. Imagine if a film crew wanted to come into your home and film everything you do. You wouldn't be able to act naturally. Simply being on camera makes most people overthink all of their actions. Pair that with filmmakers who would presumably be silent while filming your every move, creates an uncomfortable atmosphere to be in, far from a realistic glimpse into someone's life. Another factor affecting the reality of the film was the financial state of the Beales. At one point, they were wealthy and lived in luxury, but by the time of the film, they were poor and unable to finance their lifestyle, let alone maintain their house. This meant that they were desperate for money. Walter Goodman noted in a review that the Beales were paid to be filmed, and I think this shows an aspect of how they were exploited. Put yourself in the Beale situation. You're used to living an expensive lifestyle, but now you're out of money and never leave your home, unwilling to have a job. Then, someone takes interest in how you live and wants to film you. This could be your only chance to make some sort of money. You have to make sure your life remains interesting to whoever is willing to pay, even if that means acting in ways that seem weird. I think this is exactly what happened in Grey Gardens. Watching certain scenes with the younger Edith awkwardly breaking into song and dance for an unspeaking film crew just doesn't feel right. Knowing that the only reason she may be doing this is out of desperation for money makes the whole documentary seem a lot darker. Another part of the Beales that was more blatantly exploited was their relation to former First Lady Jackie Kennedy. The film's beginning has newspaper clippings that establish the familial link, and most descriptions of the movie announce the relation as if it's vital to the Beales' identity. Despite the heavy emphasis on showing these people are related, it doesn't really have any bearing on their everyday life. The direct cinema style also means the directors wouldn't comment on the matter. This makes for the feeling that the directors essentially just name-dropped the most famous presidential family at the time just to grab attention. I think the style choice also causes more harm than good for the movie. The direct cinema approach feels out of place when trying to film a family in their home. The aim is to be non-intrusive, but realistically, the act of being there with a camera is already intrusive enough to impact behavior. I also don't think the directors did enough to communicate with the Beales. Direct cinema doesn't mean never talking to the subjects, just not to influence them. I think if the goal was to really show who these people are, then the directors would have put more effort into exploring them. Instead, the film ended up being a tabloid that just displays a family's struggles as an entertainment spectacle. Overall, the concept for Grey Gardens seemed solid. It could have given some insight into how people in the Beales' situation would act. Unfortunately, the execution lacked the proper elements to make any real discoveries. I think the choice to use the direct cinema approach didn't work out for the film. It also seems that a sensational story took priority over the people who were affected by the outcome. This podcast is produced by Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Aiden Scott Fried. My name is Scott, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in less than 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about documentary ethics. Bye for now.